Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
So we're joined in studio by Aislinn Desmond of the Kerry Footballers, Kerry captain last year. You're very welcome.
Hi, how are you? How are you
doing? Yeah, very well. To our brand new home.
It's stunning. Yeah. Looks so well now, in fairness.
So I presume you're back in training and getting ready for the new season, or what stage is everything at?
Yeah, we just started back now last week, so we had plenty of time off now, so we won't be peaking anytime soon this year. So we got back to the gym now, we got a new strength and conditioning coach, so like that's very positive now, they seem very professional. So looking forward to getting stuck in now for the next couple of months.
And have you noticed the infrastructure and the architecture around the team improving? Like, is a strength and conditioning coach a relatively new development for the Kerry ladies team, or has that kind of thing at least been going on for a long time now?
No, we've always kind of had one, but this year I think that it just seems to be a major focus, especially after like seeing Dublin last year. They just seem to be way ahead of the trend, and they seem to be very physical, very fit. So I think they set the bar. So we're just trying to get up there now.
Even watching the final, and I think a huge proportion of the country sports fans did, which is great. 46,000 there, and a really big audience on TG Carr. The one thing which struck you about Dublin is they had so many runners.
Yeah, absolutely.
All over the pitch.
I mean, like, they're such an athletic team. Like, even their full back was able to drive out with the ball. And, like, even when we were playing them, it was just like an onslaught of players. Like, you couldn't defend it. And in fairness, they had such a fantastic plan, and they implemented it so well on the day that I'd say Mayo just kind of ran out of steam. And then when, like, even their subs, similar to the men, their subs came on, like Sarah McCaffrey's came on and just like finished off the game for them. And like you said, there, it was great for ladies football to get that many people at attendance. 46,000, I think, was one of the biggest ever in any ladies sports in Europe. It was the highest attendance, so it's wonderful. It just shows that ladies football is on an upward trend, and it's going from strength to strength.
And is it because we've had the era of the Cork, complete Cork dominance?
Yeah.
Were they physical and were they runners in the same way, or is what Dublin are doing slightly different? How did Cork go about their business by comparison?
Well, if we knew how Cork went about their business, yeah, we'd have all Ireland.
So generally at the coal face of dealing with Cork.
I think that Cork and Dublin are actually a very different team. Cork this year lost a lot of players, like a lot of like lead, like role models and like leaders on the team, like Deirdre Riley, yeah, Bridge Corkery, like Rena Buckley, like play Camogie. So I suppose like when you lose such influential players, like it's harder for other girls to step up. But I think that Dublin, just from watching their programme, the Blue Sisters, yeah, they just seem to really have like a real unity within the team and a real bond. And you could just see it on like any time they played this year, it was just like a ruthlessness, yeah, by them. Do you know, they just literally finished off every single game, and there was no holding back. Whether they were up by 1 point or 40 points, they were relentless to the end.
Yeah, because like on a number of occasions it was said in the dressing room by their manager or someone else, you know, to different players, you know what your job is. Like even he was going up to players saying, yeah, you don't shoot. Like,
I know.
You run and you hand pass. You're not shooting on this team.
But like, it just shows the respect that the players have for Mick Bohan.
Yeah.
Like he spoke to Noel Healy just watching the programme, yeah, and he said to her, like, your job is to carry 90% and like to score 10%. Yeah. And she was inside corner forward. But yet I'd say she covered every blade of grass on the All-Ireland final, yeah, day. She got player of the match.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was saying things like, you're not a good player when you do, like you're actually not a good, yeah, player when you go off doing your own thing. You do exactly what I say. So like it had a military aspect, I thought.
Definitely. But come here, I mean, as a player, you'd love to get that critique. Yeah. And like, you're obviously going to want to play to your strengths. So if someone's telling you you're better at this, you're obviously going to trust them, because like they have knowledge. And in fairness, I think what he instilled in them was phenomenal this year. And I suppose like they did have a lot of hurt from losing the last three All-Irelands to Cork.
Yeah, to ask, I've put you in a difficult position. But like, do you get that quality of coaching across your career? Have you had that kind of, this is your role, don't you dare stray from it? Or has it been a bit more general?
It's probably a bit more general now than that.
I'm not asking to hang out your own management team here.
Yeah.
Kind of realised.
Yeah, it's probably a bit more general. I think that Dublin seemed to have like a real strategy, yes. And every single player knew exactly what they were doing. And like their plan was implemented so well that, it was unbreakable, to be fair. And I suppose that's kind of where we need to get to now. Like, we just need to step it up.
So, I mean, you mentioned they're ruthless, regardless of what stage the game is at. When you played them in the semi-final, the final scoreline was a 5-10 Dublin, 11 points Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that game. You're full back.
Yeah.
So I'm just putting two and two together here.
Yeah. Where were you? What were you doing?
what was going on? I mean, you talked about the runners. Were they just coming at you from everywhere? It wasn't high ball in type stuff.
Oh, no, it wasn't. No. Come here. It might have been, but... I just think that, like you said, they were so athletic,
right.
and they were just running from everywhere. Like their half back line, I mean, like Sinead Goldrick there, like she scored, I mean, an inspirational point. It was phenomenal. And like Noelle Healy, even like towards the end, it was just like still going for goals, just ruthless. Like,
mm-hmm.
And like I suppose it just shows their competition that they have for spaces, that like. They knew that their All-Ireland was next and this was their only opportunity, I suppose, to display their skill set or whatever.
Yeah.
But, it was just... I mean, we just didn't seem to grasp the game at all. Mm. And, I suppose, credit to Dublin. Like, they didn't let us either,
yeah.
You know?
Does it make it easier to take in a weird way when you're walking off thinking, well, look, I mean, we might have been 2 or 3 points better and maybe conceded one less goal, but actually they're better than us? Or is that absolutely sickening?
It's absolutely sickening, I think, when you lose any game. And like I suppose like you go back every year and like your main objective is to get to Croke Park, and then I suppose when we seem to get so far every year and you get to the semi-final and then when you lose, it's just like it's devastating. And like I suppose just for myself, I kind of feel like that, like I don't want to be around anyone for the following week, I don't want to talk to anyone, I don't want to discuss the game. And like it's nearly like someone dies. Is the only way I used to describe it. Probably not the same, but it's like it's just desperate. Like when you lose year in, year out, you wonder how do you get the strength and like the hunger back to go back again at it, and like what will you do different this year? Do you know, like I suppose you question everything.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Because that's probably the big question. Like I thought I was putting everything into this, and we came that short on that day against Dublin. Like, what do I have to change here? Like, do I have to go vegan and meditate 6 times a day? And, you know, like, where do I go must be a question if you feel like you're already putting in a huge effort.
Yeah, that's it. You're like, geez, is it time for me to step aside? Is there any more I can give? Is that everything I could do? Like, did I give everything last year? And if you can kind of say that you gave everything last year, then I suppose it is kind of time for you to leave. Mm. Do you know? Like, you could gladly leave the setup.
Mm.
Do you know?
Yeah. And are you enjoying it as much as ever your late 20s now?
Yeah.
That's why I sidestepped that.
Yeah.
I didn't think I had to drive. That could be 26. It could be whatever.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it as much as ever?
I love playing football, and I love the girls that we play with. Like, yeah. As in, like, we have a real tight knit unit below, and they're your friends. Like, and like you want to, like, when I want to win, I want to win with the group I have now.
Mm.
Do you know? And I suppose that's kind of where I'm at with football. Do you know? I just I love playing it. So why stop?
Well, exactly. And what about the support for the ladies' game, the perception of the game? Like, I'm always in two minds when a player comes in who happens to be female and talking about this issue, because I wouldn't really ask
talk about a boy.
I would to a point. Like, you would talk to male athletes about, you know, is the game as enjoyable a spectacle, you know, is it gone too professional? You talk about state of the game discussions. The state of the game discussions with female athletes generally seems to be growing in popularity. Like, I read a lot of pieces around the All-Ireland final, many of them celebrating the fact that maybe close to 1 million watched on TV and 46,000 were at the final.
Yeah.
But then other pieces said, yeah, no, that is great. But equally, geez, if you'd been at the earlier rounds where there wasn't even a scoreboard working.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
There's...
oftentimes, like, there wouldn't be showers. Like, I remember for one Munster
inter-county
final.
Games?
Yeah.
Right. Is that like, recent even?
Yeah. And, like, I remember one Munster final, it was... down in Cork somewhere, and
no. So I mean, no showers is unacceptable, really.
And it was absolutely roasting the same day, and I remember it was roasting, and at halftime there was no water in the pitch. And like, it was just like, we were parched. It was just like, I don't know, like, you wouldn't get that in the men's, you wouldn't get that in the men's game. There's no way.
So no water in the dressing rooms.
There's no water in the dressing rooms. Yes, so we had no
refill
water.
Refill up water.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, and it was roasting same day. But we won the Munster. That was our first time winning Munster that time.
Yeah.
That day, but.
So there are still these very, very basic things you're finding.
Yeah.
Showers at times.
Yeah.
More than like
facilities, even, I suppose. Like, actually, to be fair, in Kerry, we're actually lucky enough. Like, we have, we do get good facilities.
Okay.
Do you know? But like, I suppose you're always kind of looking to Dublin and like we shouldn't have to look to Dublin to see like what they're doing. Like, we should have the same. And I suppose even Dublin ladies are probably looking to Dublin men. Do you know? So like, we're still probably a bit behind in that regard. Definitely.
Will you be in at the centre of excellence ultimately?
Supposedly, yeah, we are supposed to be in there.
Right. Is that open now? Like, should you be in
there? Yeah, the men are in there.
And are you not?
No, we're not.
Right. So when's that, like, what's going on here?
I don't actually know, to be honest. Like, we were told last year that we'd be in there this year,
right,
but
it hasn't
come to pass now yet. No,
it's not like they're short of pitches. There's about 18 billion pitches there.
Yeah, there's a good few pitches there now. Right.
And like, are they, do you feel like the Players Association are,
the WGPA,
yeah, are they doing,
I think they're,
are they
fantastic,
are they doing enough?
Yeah, they are doing a phenomenal amount of work, and like, even for scholarships and things like that, like, they really promote ladies football, and like they do so many initiatives, like even like working with like Pat the Baker and things like that, and like promoting the game, and like, they're all about like reps days, and I actually think that the WGPA do an awful lot of like unseen work.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think that they're there to protect the players.
Yeah. You kind of wonder, should they be getting involved in a situation where there's like no water at a pitch, or, you know, there's promises made, say, to go in at a centre of excellence. And I know you're not trying to kick up a major storm here, but I wonder, should they be getting involved in moving those things along?
It should probably be the players, though. Like, as in, realistically, if, like, it's players and management, I think, that if there's, like, maybe we're going in there later in the year. To be honest, I don't actually know, because we haven't been told. But like, I suppose it should be the players that go to management, say, like, why aren't we in these facilities? But we're in John Mitchell's now this year, which is really good facilities.
Okay.
And that's where our strength and conditioning coach is going to be based. So, like, it's maybe not, that might be our base for the year.
Yeah, it's not so, like, you're in a place that's an absolute dive.
Oh, no, not at all, no. Okay. And, like, last year, like, we were in Tralee IT, and for the last couple of years, we've been in Tralee IT. So, facilities-wise, like, pitch-wise, we're always looked after.
Okay.
But as in, like, I see it in other counties, talking to the girls and things, that, like, it's not like that. It's not the same. But in Kerry now, I must say that I think that.
And the, so say, like, the no water that day in Cork, that would stick in the memory. Are you often turning up for actual championship matches where facilities aren't great? Like, I did read, I haven't seen it, but like the scoreboard not working. Could that be fairly commonplace?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even for championship proper big matches?
Well, no, for championship proper matches, like, they're normally on a burn, stuff like that, so they would be working then. But like, for a league game, yeah, there mightn't be a
scoreboard.
There mightn't be a scoreboard, no.
So would you be playing a game and might not know the score?
Often.
It's not really a laughing matter, is it? We should be a bit
like,
better than this.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I played up to minor football, and there was always a scoreboard at whatever club game I was playing.
Yeah, no, there might.
Okay.
I mean, if there's a scoreboard there, you know, it's not exactly, you know, the end of the world to the players. Like, you know, like, I suppose the main thing that we just kind of focus on is ourselves.
I know,
like,
but we can pat ourselves on the back here and say, aren't we great? Oh. But actually, the reality mightn't be so glamorous away from Croke Park and 46,000.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously that is the, like, that is the top.
Yeah, and people could watch that and think, geez, it's all great, so.
Yeah, and I, like, but in fairness, like, I do think that ladies football is definitely getting more, more promotion, things like that. And now that they're doing the double headers and things,
you
like, that's
that?
Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
I saw one Cork player, not so sure about that, saying, it might have been Aoife Murray, but she, I don't want to misquote
her. Aoife Murray's Watford.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm not sure, she was Cork, she was in here just last week. I'll dig out the name anyway. Aoife Murray, I thought it was Aoife Murray Cork, yeah. Anyway, I'm sure we can make the edit.
Did she start?
I think so. I think she's like eight All Ireland or something.
There's no way not Aoife Murray. There's no way.
No. Okay, well, I'll just say, I saw one player make the point that she understood the reasons for it, and it exposes younger audience in particular to games they wouldn't see otherwise. Part of her was saying, oh my God, like, at this stage, like, I'm a grown woman and I'm opening for the men. You know, it didn't sit perfectly
really?
With her. Yeah, there was she was like, oh, I'm not sure how I feel about opening for the men.
No, I'd be all about it. I think it's fantastic. Like a couple of years ago, I'd say maybe it was like 3 years ago, we were playing down in Clarny and we were playing Dublin and the men were playing Dublin in Fitzgerald Stadium and we were playing 5 minutes away from each other, but they were on the exact same time. And like, I mean, I'd be all about promoting the game. And I think if there's more people watching, there's more people going to get interested and it raises the profile of players and it raises the profile of the game. And I mean,
I'm with you.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. One last point, and I don't know how much you know about this. The Kerry's Ladies Association, there was an EGM there. They failed to elect an executive. Yeah. So there was a meeting in the Croaks Clubhouse on Saturday the 13th. So, like, there's scare stories here that if they don't sort this out, the Kerry team won't be involved in the league.
I've heard the same, that if they don't appoint and elect by the Mayo game, which is our second game, so it's the week after the 20th, so it's the 3rd of March, that we wouldn't be able to compete in the league campaign. But I've heard since that if the Munster Council or the Munster Board, that they take us over.
Okay.
And then until we actually get
an executive
elected.
And do you know what's going on here, what the issue is?
Like, to be honest, I don't. I just think that most people seem to hand in their resignation kind of off the cuff and no one seemed to know
why.
Okay. Or
so there's some disquiet behind the scenes.
Yeah, there must be, yeah, to say that there's an EGM. That's pretty serious.
Okay. Either way, you guys would be involved in the league. I think that starts the 28th of this month.
Yeah, against Cork.
Against Cork. What time, do you know, what day, if people want to go along? You don't know.
I don't even know.
The Dublin ladies know.
Yeah, well, what do you call it? There hasn't been any fixtures because there's no elect to tell us.
All right, okay.
So we don't actually know.
So is that not a central thing that they'd...
No, the executive would let you know. The executive would have to
liaise
set the fixture.
Cork.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
And you've no executive?
No. So, like, as in, unless... See, that's the reason that we won't be able to go to Mayo's, because we won't have any... accommodation, we won't have any bus, do you know, like, we won't have any of the...
Okay, so things are improving, but things aren't perfect yet, I think we've established this interview. Okay, well, look, the very best to look for the season ahead.
Thank you so much.
It sounds like you guys are gunning to improve on last year. So, Aisling Desmond, thanks so much.
Thanks very much.
Off the Ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.